I'm Bonnie Petrie, along with Mike Barajas, and it's Friday. You know what that means. It's time to go to the movies. And this week, our movie guy, Paul Preston, at themovieguys.net, takes us into the wild where we'll meet a happy baby chimpanzee. Very happy. But...
uh-oh.
Things suddenly go very wrong for our little primate pal. Oh, dear.
Sounds like a call for help.
This can't be good.
From Disney Nature, witness the incredible true story of an orphan and the one who will raise him as his own. This is
home. As his own, Paul, the chimpanzee.
Is it a call for help or the call of the wild, Paul?
It's a good time, and you pretty much summed it up right there with your little preview. Because it reminds me of two different types of entertainment that were already out there. First off, it harkened back to something so old you have to use the word harkened.
Right.
I don't know if you remember the old Disney movies that played out on the Wonderful World of Disney on ABC, where, you know, it's a real-life bears being captured on film as they break into the tool shed, and, oh, these little fellas are getting in for a heap of trouble.
Oh, yeah.
And, it also reminded me of those real-life crime shows hosted by Bill Curtis on cable where you're not sure what you're watching. You hear about how great some small-town cheerleader's life is, only to find out 5 minutes into it that she's been kidnapped and has been missing for 4 years.
Uh-huh.
Kind of how this played out. Like you said, you're sitting there watching chimps play, and the music that you all played is throughout the movie letting you know just how to feel. Hey, here's silly monkey music. We must be having fun. And then an adventure score, and you're never in the dark as to how to feel thanks to the music. But, and then... all of a sudden, boom, rival chimp attack.
Uh-oh.
But they handle the drama, action, comedy, and adorableness, you know, with the same sort of solid hand, never really off-putting anybody, and always remaining very accessible. For all the parents who complain about The Hunger Games and its teen violence, or Project X and its teen parties, take your kids to Chimpanzee, by all means.
All right, no monkeying around, huh?
No.
You know,
plenty of monkeying around, actually.
It does seem, though, to me like there's a dearth of good films to see. I haven't been able to take my daughter to anything for weeks and weeks and weeks. So, you know, this is sort of a non-traditional choice. But is it worth your $10?
Yeah, and you know what? I did. I went to see this in the morning. I don't know if you've ever done that, but, man, I'm kind of hooked on that now. You wake up and, boom, you're in a movie theater, comfy, AC, snacks, small, quiet crowd, the cheapest ticket price of the day.
Yeah.
I say get up, take your kid to a morning show, check out Chimpanzee.
Now, this movie, Paul, is it just for people who have children, or is it okay for adults even if you don't have children?
Well, I think it's for everybody. You know, are you going to be as thrilled and amazed as one of us would be when The Avengers comes out, you know, who are adult? No. But if you can just kind of get into the ease of it, it's certainly fun. And they keep making these Disney nature movies every Earth Day. They put out, Earth, I think, then Oceans, African Cats, none of which I saw. But for you guys, I went to see Chimpanzee, and I guess a whole bunch of other people did. Even the complaining moms came out because this one's grossed higher than any other Disney nature film yet. Even though it didn't make Hunger Games-type money, it's still a pretty modest hit for Disney.
So does the chimpanzee have a name in this movie?
He does. Now, does in real life, does he have a name? No, but the movie has given him one. His name is Oscar.
Wow.
And he's got Freddie, who he lives with, and his mom, I think her name is Isha. And then there's the bad chimp, the rival chimp I mentioned. His name is Scar. I thought it was a little odd choice for Disney to give him another name that's already so popular with another Disney franchise.
Right.
But, you know,
he
looks mean.
We have Oscar perhaps going for an Oscar at some point.
If they make a category for such a thing. Appeal's been lobbying for, we have a dog Academy Awards now, so they may just expand it to all animals at some point. You never know.
You know, they could nominate a primate. Why not?
Yeah, and as much as goofing around as we do at the movieguys.net, we focus on comedy a lot, but it's tough to goof on a film really like this that's pretty much cynicism-free. The film's released on Earth Day. I guess some of the profits are going to the Jane Goodall Foundation, which, of course, you know, renders any excessive jokes I may make about it rather insensitive. But so, you know, I suggest with all sincerity, go check it out.
All right, Paul, we will. Thank you very much. That is our movie guy, Paul Preston. Joining us live, he's at themovieguys.net. Go see Chimpanzee. I'm going to go.